The U.S. markets reacted predictably last Friday after the August job report showed a net loss of 4,000 jobs. The Dow Index tumbled, and economists revised their forecasts. Financial experts say the report, marking the first monthly decline in 4 years, is an important economic indicator. Bill Cheney is chief economist at the financial services firm John Hancock.
This is a big deal, and it definitely tells us that overall, the performance of the economy in the last few months is quite a bit weaker than we thought it was.
Workers in businesses directly tied to housing have taken the hardest hit. Home construction lost 22,000 jobs, and government payrolls shrank as revenue from property taxes dried up. Mortgage broker Jim Delano was laid off last week after 25 years in real estate.
It doesn't shock us at all that when things like this happen, it's just, you know, you're always shocked when it's yourself.
Analysts say the job losses, including 12,000 at Countrywide, one of the largest mortgage lenders in the U.S., aggravates the risk of a recession. A recession is traditionally defined as a decline in the gross domestic product for 6 months or more. Economist Bill Cheney believes the Fed will try to bolster the economy by shaving at least 0.25 percentage point from its key interest rate when it meets next week.
I'm looking for the Fed to administer a stronger dose than I would have expected yesterday.
Investors nervous about the U.S. economy received some relief this week after a government report showed the country's trade deficit decreased slightly in July. Millar Sega, VOA News.